we began discussing yesterday the case in the Chafetz Chaim of someone is overcharging his customers, and you know that, and you want to know, should you warn the customers that they are being overcharged? So the Chafetz Chaim says, if the overcharger is more than a shtus, then it's definitely ona, more than a sixth above the fair price, it's definitely ona, he's being over an Isser Daraisa, you certainly should tell. If he's overcharging by less than a shtus, by a small amount, it's a suffek, it's a machlokas and a suffek in the Rishonim, whether it is the biblical prohibition of ona or not, he shouldn't be doing it because it's a suffek Isser. The Chafetz Chaim is not sure if you should tell. Maybe you should tell because it might be an Isser and therefore the customer may be considered being cheated. Or maybe not. Maybe misafik you shouldn't tell. Misafik maybe it's okay. The Chafetz Chaim seems to be assuming that if the seller, if the overcharger is not doing anything wrong, midaraisa, you should not be telling the customer, even though it's arguably l'toeles, so he has the right to get a better deal. But as long as the seller is doing nothing wrong, you should not tell. Now, in general, this basic question, should you give a customer advice which may wind up being not to the best interest of the seller, is discussed by contemporary poskim from at least two or three other major different perspectives aside from the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim in general is a little hard to hear, especially in the general case, the classic case. Someone is about to go into Avi's Appliances and buy a microwave, and you tell him, oh, at Ellie's Electronics, it's 10% cheaper. Is that Lashon Hara? Are you really saying Lashon Hara against Avi because his prices are a little more expensive? There's no, everything is fine. It's true, Lashon Hara is sometimes defined as speech which can hurt somebody else, but a little hard to hear that that's really Lashon Hara. In any event, the contemporary writers who talk about this approach it from two or three other categories. One of them is a principle of Al Timna Tov Miba'olov. Do not withhold good from someone who would otherwise get it. The Gemara talks about a case of an employer who tells his agent, hire workers and offer them four. The agent goes and offers them three, and they accept three. He doesn't tell them that the original offer was four. Halacha is they're only entitled to three, but they have the right to be upset at the agent. The agent did the wrong thing. Al timna tov miba'olav. The guy was willing to pay them four. He mixed in and meddled and made them get only three. That's an avla. That's wrong, and the agent, the employees have tarumas against the agent. It's very natural to want to argue that that's the same thing might apply here. In the case where the customer was about to go into the store, was online, was ready to buy, it's made his decision, and you redirect him somewhere else, the storekeeper can say, Timna Tov Miba'olav, he was ready to offer me money, you took away the deal, who asked you to do this? And one can certainly argue, and some people do, that violates the rule of Al Timna Tov Miba'olav. Others disagree for various reasons, subtle reasons, tricky reasons, which I never fully understood. But in any event, this is a machlokas among contemporary poskim, whether this kind of conduct violates the rule of Al Timna Tov Miba'olav. Another approach taken by some poskim is to use the paradigm of Yorid L'Omnus Chavera. The halacha is that certain types of competition are prohibited. Exact details are beyond the scope of our talk tonight, but certain types of competition are usser, certain types are mutter. The question is, you're not competing here. You're not failing the customer for yourself. You're simply giving the customer good advice that he can do better somewhere else. Is that usser because you're stealing business, you're depriving the first storekeeper of business? Some poskim say, absolutely not. The whole Isser of Yarid Lomnos is stealing a business for yourself, competing. You're not competing, you're just doing a favor for a customer. Of course that's mutter. Rabbi Tauber in Meshav Balacha talks about a case, a classic case. Someone's waiting at a bus stop to pay money to the bus company. You go by and offer him a lift for free. If you would be charging for the lift, you're basically stealing business from the bus company. Maybe that's a shaila, he says. But you're giving him a lift for free, he says. Of course that's mutter. That's no Yarid Lomnos, you're doing favors. He says, trying to prove this is Yigiyas Buster. It's just so obvious, it's ridiculous to even try to spend time proving this. Other poskim say just the opposite. Other poskim say, Kolshkein it's Aser. If Chazal Aser, stealing business, even though you're just trying to make a living for yourself, even though you have a good reason for doing it, still it's Aser. Kolshkein, when you have no direct involvement, you're just trying to steal someone else's business. If for no reason, just to help the customer, that's not apparently a good enough reason, that's even worse. So some poskim say that doing for a mitzvah, doing it, can you open a gemach, which will take away business from a company that rents the same things out. Some poskim seem to say, of course that's mutter, you're not stealing business. Other poskim say, of course that's aser. You shouldn't be harming a Jew's parnasa just because you want to do mitzvahs. And the similar question applies in these cases of the stores. If you're taking away business from a storekeeper just as a favor for the customer, some poskim seem to say that's a problem of Yarid L'Omnus. Other poskim say that's actually fine, because you're just doing a mitzvah, you're not stealing business for yourself. A third paradigm some poskim invoke, which I actually spoke about with my guys Monday night, and I've heard from a few people, it was in Daf Yomi recently, is the idea of Archei Adayanim. The Gemara says that mixing in, helping one side in a zero-sum situation against another side, tilting the balance, giving advice, and helping one side get a better deal against the other, Altas Asmachak Archei Adayanim. You shouldn't do that, unless he's a relative of certain specific circumstances. In general, that's not appropriate. Some posts can therefore try to argue in the marketplace between buyers and sellers, unless somebody is your relative or you have some reason for wanting to help them, don't mix in. If the deal is going to go through with this seller, with this buyer, at this price, don't do anything. Altas Asmachak Archei Adayanim.